Town of Morrow Planning Board, Monday the 21st of September 2020.
Okay, so it's currently, all right. And that alone is a comment in that we need the lot number here cleaned up.
Yes.
Has the applicant given any indication of what the plan is here, other than to deed lot 1 and lot 4 to siblings?
That's the only thing I've been told, Ann, that it's a subdivision for basically a sale of the lots to family members and then ultimately as residential homes.
There's currently a home under construction on lot 1.
Yes.
I noticed that when I drove by, yes.
So is there anything we can do about lot 4 and the mess in front of it?
We could tie it, I suppose, to the subdivision, looking for some, if there's anything there, it's a code violation, we certainly want to have that removed before, you know, you proceed any further.
Okay. So it's the existing home, but there's a lot of external improvements that could be.
Well, there's a lot of stuff on the lot that's not shown on the sketch plan.
So this isn't a site plan, though?
No.
This isn't a site plan approval, it's a subdivision.
Correct.
Okay. So I don't know how much they actually need to show us on the site plan, all the stuff that might be within the sets, or whether it's okay to divide it. Current boundary lines. The whole lot line thing is really complicated at the moment, especially that the script that's given on the heading for lot of 5, and it literally looks like this is a lot subdivision, lot number 1, lot number are being removed, remaining as if you read the note on lot number 5. So obviously, if lot's already been subdivided, that needs to just be moved as part of this location, part of this map, as numbered. And it does look like the initial attempt to make a lot number high, lot number 4, lot number 2, just lot number 4, and then the other 3 are defined just by the note on lot number 5.
Just
the note to be cleaned up or something to be described as.
John, you sound like a late 80s MTV video.
Max Headroom.
Sorry, I heard he sounds Anthony too. It might be my tablet here.
John, if I understand you correctly, my confusion was the note under lot 5 and lot 3 were the confusing things to me. That it sounded like they wanted to create a lot that was two distinct, separate pieces of the property.
Right.
But I don't know that if that's just a poorly written note or if that's the intent.
Well, that's why I think that note to be clarified, cleaned up, whatever.
Agreed.
Because it really, to me, like the lot length, the lot 4, and then 1, 2, or lot 3, 5 are part of remaining ends.
Right.
I think the whole thing can be cleared up a bit. You take the note part of lot 5 off from lot 3, and then you're dealing with their separate lots. You know, we have to put the intent is. So we don't want those two hooked together.
You want 4 separate lots, not this.
Make them separate.
Right.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to show, but it's not shown particularly well.
It's listed. They listed lot numbers, but it's really, if you notice that there's both lines around lot number 4 all around them, including the previous and lot line, and the same with lot number 1. But then the rest of them are all just as if it was the previous section of the lane. So maybe applicants to clean this up and back up.
Yeah.
I
Any further comments or questions concerning this application?
There is some passing or very cryptic reference to a wetland flagging. I don't know. It's just a broken line. It doesn't seem to be. I don't know if that's bigger or smaller or it's just there. I don't know. It's not closed. It's not a closed line. I don't know what the size of that wetland is.
Where is it? I think that needs to be clarified.
I think that should definitely clarify. So that's probably access to that burning lands behind the building lot. That lot number 2.
Yeah.
It's probably best access is there.
At the preliminary stage, I checked these against the DEC mapping that's available and any county mapping just to see if it's at all matching up. But that's very cryptic.
Now, am I correct that lot number 1 has already been subdivided?
Yes, I believe what's happened here, Peter, is lot number 1 came out of a larger holding that went across both sides of Route 32 and north of Montrose, and it was a two-lot subdivision. And that's as far as they could get with an administrative approval. Then they're coming back trying to take now that larger lot and divide it up into 4 lots. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Well, if that's the case, then we cannot require them to make that driveway at right angles to Route 32. And that's what I say is coming in the oblique. Because that's not part of the subdivision.
That's correct, I think. And that driveway exists anyhow, I think, by virtue of the note.
Okay, nothing further. I have a motion to forward this to the Sarasota County.
Second. I'll make the motion to forward to Sarasota County.
Motion's been made. Is your second?
Second.
That's right. Motion's been made and seconded to submit the subdivision for Eric Baker to Sarasota County for comments. To the motion.
Yes.
Any additional comments?
Yes, I believe that it's way too soon to submit this to Sarasota County. I think this application needs to be cleaned up and can be submitted.
I agree as well.
And to the motion, do I have a second? I did have a second, didn't I? As you curb controversial, those in favor, aye.
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 So we have 4.
So the motion is to not send.
That's all.
Okay, not to send, okay.
The motion currently is to not send it to the county, correct?
No, actually, the motion that's on the floor right now is to send it, and the discussion was to not send it.
Right.
So I can make a motion that we don't forward this at this moment because it leads more. But I really can't do that because we have a motion on the floor.
So we just need to keep the motion.
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion? Aye.
So we can vote on the motion whether we think we should send it. How's that?
All those in favor, aye. Opposed?
If you vote no, you're opposed to sending it.
Right.
Yes.
I vote yes.
To send it.
Yes.
Yep.
Peter votes yes to send it. Why don't we poll the board?
Okay. I don't know how to do this without the list. Okay, see if I can do this. Mr. Shaver.
Yes.
Okay, you go at the end. Mr. Arnold.
No.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
No.
Mrs. Mathias? She's there, right?
Meredith?
No.
Okay. Chairman?
Aye.
I couldn't keep track while I was...
I think it was 4-3. Right?
I couldn't keep track.
I didn't hear what Peter's vote was, but it was 3-8 till he voted.
He was yes.
And then it's 4 yes, 3 no.
Yeah, that's what I believe it is.
Yeah. That's the closest vote we've had in 2 years.
Well,
10 years.
When the county undertakes a review of this sketch plan, what are the issues that it's going to focus on?
Believe me, Mike Valentine will have comments on this plan as it's drawn. You need not to worry that this is just not a rubber stamp down there.
No, that's why I actually was opposed to sending it, because I think we need the applicant to clean up the map and the application before it's forwarded to the county. But it's okay. The county can have their way at it, too. They should get back to us, Jim, before this meeting, right?
Yes. Yeah. Certainly before we can dispense with it at final, we need to have their decision.
That's why I voted for it. I think we should send it through and just get that done. Be another month.
So then in the course of our further consideration of this, and the applicant can appear and give us an explanation as to what the plan is and what other kinds of things we might ask in the way of changing curb cuts or whatever, that's not going to affect the county's review?
No.
No, they're largely independent.
And look for intermunicipal and intercounty impact. That's it. And then they make side notes about our code, so that okay. So if we get this down to those ones, well commented on what they have, and if they have anything substantial, we have an opportunity to address before we get into the final stage.
The other thing I think would be something just to discover, is there any intended preservation of the ag use on these lots? And this is in the ag district. Is there any intention to continue that, or is it more lost farmland?
I
was wondering if there's any intention to continue any type of agricultural use on the property. Livestock or raising of crops or whatever. Because what made me think of that as part of the county review is they also, anything that's in the ag district that they review, they require an agricultural impact form. Has to be sent as well.
So Jim, I can speak to this a little bit.
Okay.
I can say that the agricultural use for that particular land been marginal for probably the last few years.
Okay.
It hasn't been actively progressively farmed in that time period. But the way that it's divided right up, if it really is that no each instead of a lot of pot, they divided a housing lot off of west side of 32, and now it's able to draw a boundary line to make 5.8 acres for a house lot where a house already exists in a barn. Okay? And then the two lots left are both well within my range, number 4, or number 3, 4, 5, well within the range for a there's so.
Okay.
So somebody still buy the farm and it's not to.
Okay.
The west side of that road, I'm really struggling to try and address the agricultural use over this. I think it's going wooded, but I'm not sure.
No. The area where it looks like wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly wooded. The part where those lots are, that's the field in the corner by me too, and then their field on the other side. It's relative marginal farm. It's not necessarily ideal soil, but it'd be farm. Those lots, the green plots, still be active, purchased, used for ag.
Yeah, the aerial shows 3 and 5 being cleared right now. So that's
right. Yeah, those are big.
And there's a railroad going through Black Pine somewhere to the
Cut
as well.
Yeah, the crossing. This right there across Hot Road.
Okay.
So, Gary, so you're saying definitely not live lot. That one number of lots already been subdivided.
Two lots have already been subdivided in this area, meaning there's a 4-lot subdivision before you.
Okay.
And I'm going to get confirmation of that, but that's where I see this.
So lot 4 is the new lot that creates the balance. Is that right?
Well, it's difficult to explain, but let me see if I can put it on the camera in front of you. All right, so I'm going to get really close up to the camera, and I'll take you through it. Can you see? Everybody see this?
This is awesome.
All right, this little show and tell here.
Come closer. Come closer. I'm all.
Okay, is that good?
Sure.
Okay, lot number 1 was subdivided off the rest of this property, and that was a 2-lot subdivision. That was approved by virtue of the 2-lot subdivision clause. So that was done just, I think, a couple of years ago. So the remaining balance is this lot here is 1 lot, 2, 3, and then the balance is 4. So that's a 4-lot subdivision.
Okay, but if those notions are correct, it's actually some 2-lot division because lot number 4 is the one that's being subdivided out, but the 2, 3, 5 are gaining land that would still be, owned under heading based on annotation. That's why it needs to be checked. But if only a 4-lot enclosed over 7 lots, and that stays on 5-lot threshold. So that's why I wouldn't know.
I'll clarify that, John, before the preliminary application.
Yeah, because John, the note confuses me because I can't tell if they're just asking for another 2-lot subdivision here to just carve out lot what they're calling lot.
Yep. No, the lot numbering and the actual division needs to be clarified. I agree. I will make sure that happens by preliminary.
Is he good or worse?
Nope.
Emergency, anything for us?
Nope, that was the deal. We're gonna have some very busy applications coming up. We got a subdivision coming out of Route 9, just across the Reynolds Road, the Vittingill property. And we have this one coming back, hopefully for preliminary. And I think there's a couple site plan applications out there too. So,
talking residential down here?
No, commercial.
Oh,
just a subdivision, but commercial.
Oh, commercial subdivision. Okay.
With the setup for a road that will come off of Route 9 and extend to that bigger property in the back behind the Habitat for Humanity.
The old drag strip.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's establishing a reservation of land for a right of way through there.
That goes up to the boat. Yeah.
Okay. But you'll be seeing seeing that, I think, next month. The sketch plan.
Okay. Thank you.
I have some questions.
Go for it.
You know the stuff, right? What's going on Nolan Road? Nolan Road and Route 9. The guy moved in, there was
Brummer trailer sales went out, and was it TLC Landscaping went in?
Something like that.
Yep. He's coming in next month for site plan. I understand it went in. The best we can do, I think, from an enforcement point of view, is to have him come in and review it, and if there's anything that needs to change, certainly as a result of that, it will be done. I understand that he's already established. It's very difficult to deal with from an enforcement point of view. To go in there and shut that down would be... You technically could do it, but I think, in my opinion, the judge would say, get a site plan application in and get your review started with the planning board.
We certainly want to encourage business in Morrell.
Right. Okay. And I understand what you're saying, Mike. I get what you're saying.
This is not the first time that I'm still hung up on the tow truck business because I see a fence out front and they're blocking the cars. Now, if somebody wants to come and put a fence up around their house, they're not allowed to do that. But a commercial business is. I don't think that's right. And I'm just voicing my opinion here tonight. And I see other things going on in the town, and I don't see anything being corrected. We have a car place down here, Memory Lane Car Lane. There's six cars down there that have been there forever. You know where the old port is? Then there's a car repair place. And then right next to that is a little shed set in the back, and there's a little sign that says Memory Lane there. And there's some more cars there. You know, I see that stuff that's not cleaned up, and then we go back up to Carriage Street where all those cars are, and that's still going on. I mean, again, we need to encourage business here, but do we let people come in and do as they please and then have other people that come in and do what they're supposed to do? I mean, my opinion is that we need to treat everybody fair, and I guess I'm not seeing that. And I understand when we have lack of code enforcement here. And that comes to the town board. It's their job to get somebody here to do that job. You know? So I think just from being on the planning board and starting to notice more of what goes on in the town, and in my 35 years experience working for the town, I see it not moving in the right direction. I think something needs to be done. So, and then we also have two burned out houses. We still got one on Reservoir Road. We got one down on the River Road. You know, those houses aren't secured. You know, they should be boarded up, taped up, no trespassing signs, something. It's become a public safety issue. In my opinion, this is my opinion. And, you know, I guess I'm speaking to the board, and I know there's been a couple other board members that have seen some other things. And I just thought it was a good time to bring it out, get it discussed, and hopefully we can get it corrected, you know? And we can carry on with business. And again, we don't want to disturb business in Morrell.
No,
I'm all for business, so.
Well, some of those things I can cross over and encourage to come along.
That would be appreciated.
The outright enforcement, I'll bring up from that, It is something that we need to get better with. And we had a person here for a while and wasn't improving, and then he left for a short time, and now we're back to square one again.
Right. Okay.
So,
Mike?
Yes.
The lot you're talking about next to Combs Auto Repair.
Yep.
The car lot.
Yep.
Is it an issue as far as the appearance, or do you think it's an issue that's being used a car lot? Because if that was site plan as car lot.
I just see some, John, I see some old cars parked out there, and I think they've been there for a while, and it looks to me like somebody just walked away from it. I don't know if it's part of the gas station.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, then. I understand. Okay. Right.
Yeah. So you mean the junk cars, not so much the sale of cars?
Well, I think it was a small sales lot, And I think it's somebody just walked away from it, and things got left there, and some cars were put there. When you go home tonight, I don't know if you see it in the dark, but it's right next to the old port in the repair shop, and it's right next to that, and you see a small sign hung up there. I think it's called Memory Lane Sales or something, and it's like a little shed in the back. It just looked pretty bad. And then I'm going to go back to the tow truck place. I don't think that should be allowed. Those cars being put there. We've had problems with contamination in this town before. And you can't tell me you're going to go pick up wrecked cars and not have them leak and stuff. There's schools there and everything else. And I want to see some land get contaminated. It really bothers me.
Okay, I think those all those things, and I'll try and follow through. And I'll report back.
And I understand you're busy, and it all comes back where the town board needs to get some code enforcement in here and give them that hand. He can't do it all.
So. Hey Jim.
Yeah.
I remember that you went through and did an inventory along Route 197 of the properties and some of the uses that were.
Yeah,
I just can't recall off the top of my head. Do we the town do the same thing on Route 9?
For a portion of it, we did most of it.
Is there any way to cross-reference what's there? And is it, has it been, through site plan? Does it pre-exist? Because, here at White Talk, I think there's another landscaping guy down across from Stewart's that just appeared out of nowhere a couple years ago.
Well, no, that was an enforcement action, and that has been removed. They were selling landscape stone.
Okay, so that's not
me. And he was there before that. And now he's working out of his home, right?
I don't know where he went. All I know is it's not there anymore. And you got to talk to the owner of that lot to appreciate it.
Again, I'll just go back to my original question. Is there any efficient way of us knowing if there is anything on Route 9 that should be just brought in front of the board for the simple fact?
There isn't. It would require some. The inventory is a start, but then you got to cross-reference it against the approvals that are in the file. And that would take some research to do that. You could do it, but it would take some research to do it.
Okay, I understand that. That's why I'm not.
It would be like I've seen towns who get summer interns, out of college, and that would be a great exercise for an internship or something like that.
Great idea.
To go through that inventory and then cross-reference it against the approvals and see if there's anything that's inconsistent.
Okay. Well, maybe Mike, you should draft a letter to the town board requesting that, some of these things, that some help be provided so that some of these issues can
I talked about
be addressed. And if it was maybe the rest of the board, if they reviewed it, might be willing to sign up.
Yeah, I talked to a couple of board members, and I think we saw some progress this week.
I know, for the example, I know the village had an opening, and they filled it right away. They have a code enforcement officer now, half-time, just like we were trying to do here. Another guy, I understand, and he's doing it for the first time, but nonetheless, they filled the position. So
I don't know how the rest of the board feels about it, but when you see a business going right in front of your face and it's around the corner of your house, and you sit here and say, "Oh my God," So I wanted to bring it to everybody's attention and just get it out there for discussion and. No, we've been moving the right direction, and I know you work hard at it too. So,
well, I mean, I try. I'm not saying it couldn't be. There's not more that can be done.
Well, I'm a busy man. I get that. So, and I know the town. They can get more out of you. They'll take 35 years of that. So,
I don't know. Jim, how's the rezoning stuff going?
Good. Now that the inventory's done, I'm starting to draft the sections, and you'll be getting those next month.
And Storch is just progress every day down there.
Oh, they were working as I was coming here.
Yeah.
That, I'm sure that store will be open by Thanksgiving.
It's not before.
But, I, you know, in deference, though, on the positive side, I mean, I'm going up down, even I now notice the differences. Of the planning board, I think, like, the Saratoga Olive Oil site looks great.
Gorgeous. It's beautiful.
You know, Dunkin' Donuts looks good. That's been long-standing.
Yeah.
But you can start to see how this starts to piece together.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, Stewart's is going to be a tremendous impact. So, on the plus side, you know, it is working. I'm not saying we don't have our warts, too, that we need to work on, but...
Yeah. Well, when the guy comes in and sets up business right in your own backyard, it's kind of like, and the person that owns that building knows better.
Yeah.
That's the part that...
Yes, he does.
So.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. That's the part that didn't make it all right. But we continue to let them do business then, correct?
Well, we wouldn't if he wasn't coming in actively pursuing the site plan.
Okay.
As long as he's actively pursuing a site plan and he definitely complies with your, you know, approval, whatever those conditions are. Like if things have to be removed, then he's installed, then they got to be removed. Or if you want additional things put in, then they got to be put in. But, yeah, it doesn't just like, for example, we had one before the zoning board. The guy built a deck already. It was already built. And he was well within the setback. And the zoning board made him tear it down back to a shorter dimension. He was like 12 feet out from the house and made him take it down to 5. He already had it done.
Wow.
So it does happen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's in every case, but you know, when we catch him, we try and get him into compliance. That's the goal.
Yeah.
We're not trying to be punitive.
Any further? If not, I'll make the motion. Nobody wants to move. If anyone wants to say,
make a motion to adjourn.
Here's looking for a motion to adjourn.
I just made one.
Okay, so the motion's been made.
Give a second.
I'll second.
I don't know who it was, but okay.
That was Meredith.
Motion's been made to adjourn. All those in favor, aye.
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 Both.
All right, well, thank you, everybody.
Motion carried.
We'll see you next month.
Next month.
Are we done?
We're done.
You know what happened to the store section?